the minhag to say lechadodi to the sin of elitzion. There was some concern about this, given that elitzion is of course a kina. So isn't that a problem of avelus before hesya on Shabbos? So basically, what I suggested on Friday night was that avelus before hesya is generally a problem. If somebody suffers a personal loss, it becomes an affront to the communal sense of Shabbos. So in your home, you're still in avel. There's avelus bitzina, but you cannot create a kind of a friction with the community on Shabbos, Shabbos which has kavod and oneg, not outright simcha, but inappropriate for the yachid to impose his avelus on the rabbim. And I quoted from the Gemara in Moed Katan as a proof that when you have a conflict between yontif and avelus, the yontif actually causes the avelus to cease completely, as Gemara says, yavo ase the rabbim v'yidcha ase the yachid, that the rabbim has to take priority over the yachid. So by yontif, that means that there can't be any private avelus. The avelus is totally ended on Shabbos. You can still have private avelus because the conflict isn't as pronounced. It's not mutually exclusive between Shabbos and avelus, but it's inappropriate to express your avelus publicly. So therefore, I suggested that's only true when it's avelus of a yachid. But if it's avelus of the rabbim, if the entire tzibur is in the same boat, because we are all avelei tzion Yerushalayim, there's nothing really wrong with having too much of an echo of avelus before hetzin Shabbos. So we, again, Eicha Salavadi from the Kriyat HaTorah, we said in the Eicha Trap, the Haftorah, Shabbos Chazon, the Minag is, to read in the Eicha Trap. Lichadodi, we say, of course, to Elitzion. And I mentioned the Shita of the Rama was that by Shabbos Chazon, he felt that people should wear a big deichol. That's clearly avelus before hetzin, but there's not such a problem avelus before hetzin when it's avelus de Rabin. Now there's another answer that I wanted to suggest now, a completely different answer, which might justify Elitzion, and it certainly would not justify the Ramah's position about Big Day Chol on Shabbos. But if you read Elitzion very carefully, just in terms of the refrain, what you'll see is that there are really two dinim, and this is why it's the last kina that we recite. So certainly there's an aspect of mourning in Avelus, there's no question. Elitzion ve'areha, Zion and her city should cry out and wail. Skip over a few words. Chibsula chagura sak al bal nura. One of the most terrible things you can imagine, right? That a young woman who had not been able to fully consummate marriage with her husband, and her husband dies, and her crying would be an unbearable crying. And those are certainly images of avelus from Elitzion. But what about those words that I skipped over? Kimo isha v'tzireha. A woman who cries out, right, this is not the epidural, but a woman cries out in her labor pains. So that, of course, is a terrible thing to hear. But what's the latent image here? Kamo yisha v'tzireha? That there's going to be a rebirth, that there's going to be a child at the end of this. So part of the reason that we can say Elitzion and use it as a tune for lechadodi is it's not pure avelus. Surely there's an aspect of avelus to it, but it's not pure avelus because, as I emphasized at the very beginning, many hours ago already, that we're promised by the Nabi Zechariah, Toma Raviya, Toma Chamishi, Toma Shvi, Toma Asiri, Yiyah Lebeis Yehuda, Lesasim, Lesimcha, Lemoladim Tovim, that we know that the future is that Tisha B'Av isn't just going to be a neutral day, and it's no longer going to be a day of Avelus, but it's actually going to be a holiday. So, Kimo Isha V'tzireha, that the tune Elitzion itself bears within a message of hope. There may be wailing that goes on now, but it's a wailing that, God willing, will lead, Yesh tikva l'achritech v'shavu banim l'gvulam, that the Jewish people who have guarded the memory of Tzion in all of the centuries and millennia of our diaspora, and now, Baruch Hashem, in our generation, we're zocha to see so much return to Tzion, and so much of a sense of atchalta de geula, certainly not there yet, but we are on our way, and if we continue and we do the right things, hopefully we'll be even more on our way. So Elitzion is not just pure avelus, but there's an aspect here of tikva, there's an aspect of hope which is actually embedded into the very refrain, just like a woman who's in labor is in terrible distress, and then she experiences joy that cannot be captured into the world, as she brings life into this world, so too it is with our experience on Tisha B'Av, a very mournful experience, the same an experience that we know will ultimately be v'afachti avlam l'sason, tzoma chamishi, yeh l'beis Yehuda l'sason.